This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 148, and our topic of discussion today is going 2 inches wide and 2 feet deep. I know it's a kind of weird sounding title, but I'll dive more into it as I always do. But before I do that, how are you doing today? Are you being intentional with your day? Because that's the only way we can really make our day work for us is when we set out intention of happiness, greatness, peace of mind, serenity, whatever it is that you're looking for. In the midst of people trying to make you mad or upset you or whatever, put a smile on that pretty face. Make someone's day with your beautiful smile and go out there and make this day work for you, baby. Now let's talk about going wide and going deep. What is that really all about? What am I talking about? I actually was inspired to talk about this from a podcast that I've heard a while ago from a podcaster who I love to hear and, you know, hear many of his episodes, Lewis Howes. He has the School of Greatness podcast, and he had another podcaster on there that was talking, in which this is how I got inspired from the topic of going 2 inches wide and 2 feet deep. We are in a time, in a generation, in a culture that demands overindulging. King size everything. I want all the above, and I'm trying to be the jack of all trades, because if you're not, if you don't do all this stuff, is as if you're not cool or you're not normal, if you will. You have to be doing 5 to 10 things in order to be relevant or to seem trendy or to be labeled as a true hustler, if you will. And that can be pressure for some people. At the same time, it's crazy as hell to think that you're going to see any true success trying to be the jack of all trades. To me, what ends up happening is while you're trying to be the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, you might be picking up a few extra followers or a few extra likes or shares or hearts on your Periscope, but you're also damn near driving yourself crazy and stressing yourself out, losing your edges, getting ulcers, and can't sleep at night. You know, you start feeling like Scarface and the ghetto, you know, the ghetto D-boys, like, at night I can't sleep. I toss and turn because your mind playing tricks on you because you're trying to do too much, you know? You're trying to offer everything. Oh, you don't want that? Well, I got this. If you don't want that, I got this. You know, if you don't want me to sing, I can rap. If you don't want me to rap, I can tap dance. If you don't want me to tap dance, I can do flips. If you don't want me to do flips, I can jump through the ring of fire. Like, really? Really? No point of being a circus act. You shouldn't even have to be everything in the circus act. You're going to be the elephant too. So what I mean when I say go 2 inches wide and 2 feet deep is because it's always best that you try to master something. It's time to pause on going so wide, trying to be everything, and it's time to go deep. That's where the diamonds are. The diamonds are in the mines. So you got to keep going inside and going deeper and deeper and deeper to find the most precious stones, to get the most value. Yes, it's work. Yes, it takes more vulnerability. Yes, it takes a little bit more risk because now you're zoning down on one thing and not trying to be everything. And I know that that don't sound swagalicious in our culture because, you know, we want to be everything. But it's not necessary at all. We all have a lot of ideas and things that we may want to do. But if you're only giving 20% of your energy to five different projects, you won't see lasting long-term success because nothing will be 100. But John Lee Dumas shared this on the podcast that he had with Lewis Howes, and he said he has an acronym for FOCUS, and it's focus one course until successful. So when you do decide to go wide only 1 or 2 inches, but you go 2 feet deep, you may be just in one spot, but you're going so deep that you're going to hit something. The diamonds are right there because you're going deeper and you're getting more resourceful and you're getting more determined and you're learning to manipulate and revise and try new things because you're going deeper and you're not just going wide. When you go wide, you're scatterbrained. Well, this is for the person who may feel, hey, why haven't I gotten where I wanted to be yet? Or why haven't I reached the epitome of my success yet? Or whatever have you. Are you trying to be the jack of all trades? Are you trying to be some of everything that you are not really able to master anything? It's an important question to ask. Nothing wrong with being a master of just a few things, but master one thing first. We all want to expand and extend ourselves in different ways, but just get one great thing under your belt and then start to extend and do different versions of things. Beyoncé is a great singer. She dabbles in actress, she dabbles in clothes, but she's mastered being a performer. So that's just what I mean by going 2 inches wide, but 2 feet deep. This does not mean that you don't have multiple things that you will have to learn in order to get your business off the ground, perhaps. This doesn't mean that you won't have multiple hats to wear because you're trying to make your dream come to life. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is when you find your lane, when you find your XY coordinates on where you're supposed to be in your life purpose, now it's time to dig. That's the only way to get to the treasure. You must dig. You know how you've ever seen those movies where the people who get those little metal detector things and they're out on the beach or whatever, and they're trying to figure out where they could potentially find some gold or something. But once they get that beep, 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 it's like, okay, I'm in the vicinity of where I'm supposed to be. Now I gotta go deep. That's basically what it's about. It's about rolling in the deep so that you can truly get to the treasure, so that you can truly get to the diamond of your purpose, of your life. Master something. There's nothing wrong with that. Yes, it will take a lot out of you. Yes, it's going to stretch you. Yes, it's going to make you probably, when you're digging, you're probably going to look up and be like, dang, it seems like everybody else is doing so much more than I am. Stay focused on going deep. It's going to pay off, I promise. Just keep digging and keep digging and keep digging. Even though it may seem as if everyone else is just getting so much more done and everyone else has so much more in life than what you have, just keep digging. Because when you hit the right area, it's going to be nothing but treasure. Nothing but a big payoff. So stay focused in the sense of how John Lee Dumas puts it. Focus on one course until successful. I believe in you. And so I need you to believe in you as well. The world is waiting on what it is that you have to service with. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to anijohnson.com/S148 and leave your thoughts. This is our season of healing and happiness and going deeper. Until we talk again, know that you are awesome even on your worst day. Please feel free to share this podcast with a friend today who may need this inspiration. If you are listening to me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, I would love to have a review from you so I can know how to better serve you. And of course, don't forget to download the free audio on my website if you're looking to just have more information on how to have a greater relationship with you. I love you guys. I'm out of here.